Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I promised phone calls. Let's do it. John and Brigantine. John.
Hey, guys. Good show.
Thank
Mike,
you.
Thanks for your service.
Thanks for the support, brother.
Yeah, I remember that hit one of your first games at the vet. Anyway, my wheelchair story.
What hit was that?
I forget what year. Had a lot of Ike juice back in the day.
Yeah, me too.
Don't right. Put you on the spot, man.
No, I thought there was like this hit that Ike never told me about because someone's coming across the middle.
It was on a kickoff. He came down and he nailed a guy. And
he probably doesn't remember.
No. A lot of hits to the head.
A lot of hits to the head.
Yeah, a lot of hits in the head.
I hear you. Anyway, my wheelchair story. Guy's getting pushed up to the vet, and we're at the gate to get in, and he's got a granny, like an old granny Afghan wrapped around his knees, and the security guy goes, "Look, sir, no disrespect. I got a check, whatever." So here, he lifts up the Afghan, and he's got a quarter keg of beer underneath, like on a little piece of wood, perfectly laid out there. Unbelievable. And the guy goes, "Oh my God, how'd that get there?" And then he jumped up and he goes, "I can walk. It's a miracle." And it was like the scene in Trading Places when the cops lifted Eddie Murphy up off the little thing.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I got legs." And I'm telling you, there was like 500,000 people, whatever. We were hysterical. I almost wet myself. But one more story. They used to throw ropes down off the 700 level and hoist quarter barrels up to the top. I've seen it.
No.
I've seen it with my own eyes. I've been gone for 35 years, and it was crazy.
Hold on. So you're telling me you got somebody throwing rope over the side of the vet.
And pulling a keg up, yes.
How long is the rope? That's a pretty big stadium, man.
I don't know, a couple hundred feet?
Yeah, at least.
I mean, you know, everybody was creative back then. I was listening to the caller saying they hollowed out TVs, they took beers and hoagie rolls, and that kid, the 8-year-old kid, he should have called Dyfus. But
he was an alcohol mule. That's great.
Well, me and my brother-in-law used to take in like a two-gallon cooler of vodka and iced tea. And we were the only idiots in a game against Dallas where it was a monsoon. I don't know what year it was, but you can look it up. Emmitt Smith ran for 237 yards or something like that.
Yeah.
There was about 8 people left in a vet, and 2 of them were me and my brother-in-law on some killer Ike juice, and we stumbled out of there. But it was.
All right, John, you're a good Eagle fan, man. The good old days. I would say that it's far-fetched to think someone threw a rope over in the outside of the stadium, but I can't say that.
It's like he's scouring a building, like the side of the, I don't know.
It's like Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. What are we doing here?
Ben, you have a tweet or something? Because I actually get a DM on Twitter. My DMs are open.
Somebody slid in your DM?
He slid in my DM and said that it's absolutely true. He's seen multiple people with kegs in the vet.
Like, yeah, so I guess it must have been a thing.
Michael says a guy snuck in a rope and a pulley and he had a whole system and went to the ramps and pulled up a half keg.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, security must have been real lax back in those days, man.
Yeah, not all that smart.
I mean, if people are hoisting up as if they're cleaning windows on the outside of a building, right? They're hoisting up kegs from the outside.
Pulley system. I mean, listen, I used to sneak stuff in too, but you know, rather than pulling a keg over the side of the Veterans Stadium, I buy a damn beer. Most of the time, I'm sneaking it in because I'm not old enough to buy beer.
Right.
Drinking natural ices in the parking lot. All right, let's go to Blake from Dallas is about to bring his kid to the first Cowboys game. Hold on a second. Blake, are you a Philly native?
No. I moved down here around 2000, 2001.
But you're from here?
Yeah, from Pennsylvania originally. Left there to join the Air Force and blah, blah, blah.
Stay down there.
Ended up here, yeah. I'm not bringing him to the first game. The story is of my kid. He's 18 now.
Oh.
We went to the 03-04 season Monday Night Football game against the Cowboys. That game where Donovan ran around for 15 minutes and threw that pass to Freddie Mitchell.
Freddie, yeah.
And got that T.O. scored like 4 touchdowns that game. Ran to the helmet in the end zone, did the T.O. thing. And he was 5 at the time, my kid. Painted them all up, did the face paint, got the big foam Eagles hat, his big foam Eagles foam finger, walking up to the stadium. Cowboys fans giving us a bunch of crap. Oh, you got to call child services. What are you doing to this poor kid? Blah, blah, blah. Game happened. I forget what the final score was. We destroyed them. And my favorite moment at that game was after the game was over, towards the end, all the Cowboys fans left, of course, and just us and about 30,000 Eagles fans screaming the Eagles song, Eagles chant, and my kid from then on is an Eagles fan to this day, 18 years old, goes to school, wears his colors, and yeah, it's greatest, one of the greatest, coolest moments going to a football game I ever had.
Awesome. Awesome, Blake. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game Sunday night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what? There's some lean years for the Eagles. There were some really good years for the Eagles, but never being able to say Super Bowl champs, we got it.
Right.
And now we can actually say that. And that feels good, man. Brett in Exton was involved in something with President Clinton in an Army-Navy game. What's up, Brett?
Yeah, so I got a mule story. I wasn't the mule, but I was riding the mule. I was a cadet at West Point back in the 90s, and that's the team mascots are mules, and I used to ride one of them. We played 3 Army-Navy games at the vet, and I was on the field for 2 of them. The 96 game, we won. We beat Navy, and we won the Commander-in-Chief trophy, and Clinton was at the game. So after the game, he comes down on the field to present the trophy, walked right by me, and this cameraman got in front of us, and the mule I was riding, he didn't like that. He didn't know what it was, so he backed up, and we backed up into a kicking net, which got caught on his feet, and he liked that even less. He started spinning around and going crazy and heading toward the president, and I'm thinking, you know, if I run this guy over, I'm going to get shot. and probably the time won't let me graduate either. Right at the last second, I spun him around, he got the net off, and catastrophe averted, and went on to live a nice life.
Wow, that's so cool, man. Well, good job, good job. Good job not getting shot. Alan in Villanova. Alan, you snuck a kid into Veterans Stadium. What does that mean? All right, we'll do tweets and texts. And then we got the callers that are on hold. You're going to have to make it quick, but we'll try to get to everybody on the other side. I have a DM from Dan McDevitt, Ben, who says, I have 2 prosthetic legs, and I would tape beer to my legs and come in the stadium. That's next level, Ike. You have 2 prosthetic legs, and you're taping beer to them to get into the stadium? Hey, come on, I mean, man. I figure if you're missing your legs, you might as well use it to your
may
advantage.
As well use, is that Lieutenant Dan?
Tapping the legs with his.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Through tweets and texts brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If quality and value matter when buying a diamond engagement ring or wedding band, then Mark's Jewelers should be your first and last stop. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Tweets and texts, Ben!
All right, I can confidently say this is going to be the greatest tweets and texts of all time. We asked you for your best stories from the crowd of Philly sporting events. These were incredible. We've read a lot of them, and they're even better ones that have come through. Starting with JR in Long Valley. This is a really old school one. Craziest thing I ever saw, I was 11 years old, last game at Connie Mack Stadium. Everything was ripped out of the stadium by the Philly fans. They were ripping toilets, seats, everything instead of watching the game. They were actually security guards offering me to take my seat home as a souvenir. My father politely declined the offer. People were just ripping things out of the stadium.
We should have, because those seats then went on sale
afterwards.
And if you go to, I don't know, you may not have them, but I've been to people's houses that have the vet, they'll have the vet seats
we
in
got
their
some
basement.
Out here.
Yeah, what am I talking about?
Yeah, we got some out here in the WIP lobby.
JT Burks, a boyfriend didn't defend his girlfriend who wore a Mets sweatsuit to the game, and he said, you deserve it, and joined in with the insults. when the Phillies-Mets rivalry was at the top of the list there in the Phillies sports rivalries. Mike, Eagles-Rams home opener in 01. Only Rams fan in the stadium was taunting a 200 level. Beer got poured in him from the upper deck. He got in some girl's face thinking it was her. About four different guys from different rows jumped on her, tossed a beer in his face, and then clobbered him. Ronnie Pryor, I actually saw Ike and his son sitting two rows behind me at an Eagles game. I was going to say what's up, but I didn't want to bother Ike and his son.
Really?
Yeah.
It must have been a preseason game.
Chris Scott, a drunk woman in front of me completely stripped naked in 30-degree weather. She had an Eagles logo painted on some area we're not going to discuss.
All right.
And nobody was watching the game.
All right.
Kevin Hayes, center field in Vet Stadium. Guy walks down the aisle naked from the waist down.
Don't want to see that.
Rocco Frisoli, seeing Wes Hopkins' wife and girlfriend get into it at the Eagles game years ago. I was right there. B-Mac, the first time I was arrested, I was 8 years old at an Eagles-Cowboys game. My uncles took me. Two big concrete guys got in a fist fight. We all ended up in the jail under the stadium. Needless to say, my mother was not happy. Jim McCormick, I vividly remember having my coat stuffed with beers so I looked like Ralphie's little brother when I was a little kid. A Christmas story.
I was going to say the Christmas story.
Stephen Muldoon, a move my old man used to pull was to bring an arm sling and lie the inside of it with flax and they wouldn't touch his arm because they didn't want to mess with a broken arm on a guy.
Yeah, what kind of a guy would fake an injury with an arm to bring in booze? Eagles fans.
My buddy had to drink some Mike juice for the NFC Championship game, and he had a little too much. Made it through the national anthem and missed the entire game.
Wow, he fell asleep?
Yeah.
Holy, out in the cold?
It's incredible. My lot of season, 2008, Phillies fans play beer pong off of Mets fans' heads in the nosebleeds. Tom Dakota, 700 level to Vet. I've seen a Giants fan get knocked out and get set on fire. Johnson hit with an ice ball. Guy hanging off the 500 level onto the lower level.
Hold up.
Set on fire?
Yeah, who do we set on fire, man? Come on, man. Yeah.
I don't believe it, but I can't say that.
The flare gun incident and Tio's return at the link when they yelled, OD, 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 I can go over on and on and on and on.
Were you an Eagle on the flare gun, or was that 97? That might have been 97.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think it was the 49ers Monday night game.
Yeah.
When they had on all green.
Some guy shot a flare off into the crowd.
It's
across the field into
what?
The... Yeah.
Trevor Clough, I saw a Redskins fan dressed in an Indian costume being pelted with all sorts of stuff at the Vet. Had to be escorted out by police, and Zutner says, two drunk guys were trying to high-five each other after an Eagles TD. One misses and smacks the other guy in the face, and this starts a two-row melee in the 700 level with two rows. But then a Dallas fan walks by. Everybody stops fighting and starts cheering expletives at the Dallas fan. The entire fight went away when the Dallas fan showed up.
There you go.
So for all the Philadelphia fans out there listening that say, we get a bad rap in Philadelphia, we're not really that bad, blah, 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 blah. Well, for at least the Eagles in that generation of football, we might have been that bad.
Yeah, we earned it.
Yeah, we did.
We earned it. Yeah. Anytime you're shooting flare guns off in the stadium, you know, or setting somebody on fire,
I can't confirm that, but I can confirm the flare gun going off. That's for sure.
Well, we're not the the Dodgers and the Giants out there at
where they're killing people.
Yeah, where they're stabbing each other.
Yeah, but hey, listen, when the Phillies went out there, Phillies fans are told not to wear red.
Oh yeah.
Because it's gang color.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
I remember that too. Yeah, I remember that whole
You remember that? Yeah. Because people were getting
Yeah, it was the playoffs. I remember that.
For all the crazy stuff we've done here, East Coast, for the most part, isn't familiar with the gang culture of Los Angeles and right. California.
Right.
That's a totally different world out there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to wear my Phillies colors.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah,
no,
don't
I count
do
it.
That out here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.